during the wars of Napoleon, the Napoleonic Wars, he gave his scientists a mission. He wanted a way for his soldiers to communicate at night without making a sound. And they developed this raised lettering, but it was too difficult to do during battle. Later on in France, a Mr. Braille took the system and simplified it so that those who are visually impaired can read books simply with their fingers. And a French comedian said, one of the scariest things to read in Braille is, do not touch. Takes a while to sink in. But do not touch is one of the best forays into sin. When we as young children and as people have something that is forbidden us, the temptation is often to say, I have to touch it. I have to do it. How bad could it be? And of course, we have stories which parents tell their children, how people who have done things only once have scarred themselves for life, or with certain things haven't even survived. After all, how harmful could it be? Everyone else is doing it. People often like to be individuals. And when we are faced with the psychology of do not touch, we are often tempted to do what everyone else is doing. If you go in some places and you don't have the tattoo, you'll be the unique individual. If you read the lives of the saints, one thing you can find out very quickly, every one of them was an individual. They didn't listen to what people said. They did what they thought was the correct thing. And when they knew they did something wrong, they were not ashamed to admit it. They were ashamed, but not enough not to admit it when they did something wrong. In fact, St. Augustine, when he became a bishop, people would have little rumors about his past life full of sin. What did he do? He wrote a book called The Confessions, and this is in the 4th century, explaining all his sins to people and how God's grace saved him. As we approach the holy season of Lent, because Friday we complete the Christmas season and the season of the River Jordan, we have to think to ourselves, do I want to be like everyone else? Do I want to have reverse psychology used on me? And every time I hear the word don't touch, I have to try it? Why not do what I want to do all the time, but do what's right, to use the gospel as my instruction? Or do I want to be like everybody else? God's grace never destroys our personality and our character. It builds it up. It makes its uniqueness profound. And at the end of the day, you can always say, even if I did something wrong, it was my decision. No one forced me. No one manipulated or controlled me. I was the one that did it. And that's a very mature thing to do and a Christian thing to do. Because if we admit the truth, God will surely give us the courage to go towards the light where our character can blossom. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Christos Christaicha.